It's one of those games that you had to fight through, but, you know, you want to. You want to be out there with the guys. So I'd rather go out there and swing my bat on an injured ankle than have it and watch. So that meant a lot to me. The coach allowed me to play and protect Eli and kind of encourage and be there for Dre on the sidelines. But, you know, that's in the past. Now we're moving forward. It's getting better.
But you're in a better place now than you were a week ago?
Yeah, no question.
Now, when Andre did what he did, I mean, were you proud of him?
Man, I was telling you, we call each other brothers. Mm-hmm. We sincerely mean that. So, I'm his number one fan. I want him to be great. I told him from the beginning I want him to be better than me. And I'm going to give him every tip I possibly can to do that. So I was excited, you know, to see him get the long run and finish his runs and show a little bit of patience. You see the growth. And more so for him to prove it to himself that he can do that, not to prove it to us. So I'm excited to see that confidence roll in, especially towards the end of the year and carrying over the next year. So we're going to need all that.
Rashad, in building what you said a few moments ago about being in there for some pass protection for Eli last week, and you were able to get into some snaps.
Yep.
We know he's got the sore back. Tom said he was limited a couple of days earlier this week. Do you guys, as an offensive unit, keep that in the back of your mind that, you know what, our quarterback is taking a little bit of a beating. We don't know, you know, how well he's going to be able to hold up this week. And does that make a different mindset for you guys at all?
No, I mean, you know, we always go in with an attitude of protecting the quarterback. And you know, it attests, you know, to how tough he is. I've seen him battle through a lot. He never complains, never points a finger. He just keeps on going about his work every single day. But, you know, obviously protecting the quarterback is first and foremost, or else you ain't going to be on the field too long. So, yeah, we definitely keep in mind to protect him, but not because of anything else specific.
Did you see, you talked about Andre's growth, did you see that when you were out for a little while, did you see that grow exponentially?
Yeah, from then to now?
Yeah, when you went out with injury, did you see that growth kind of snowball with him? Did you see him grow in that time specifically?
Yeah, I mean, I saw, you know, the first time he was getting his feet wet. And, you know, he's a physical runner, and when he understands, you know, when to explode, it's more important to be explosive through the hole rather than to the hole. And you can see that from the growth. But it's experience. Experience is the best teacher, and he's going to get it.
It was a timing thing that you only really get on the field. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it is. It truly is. But you can minimize that gap a little bit through a lot of film study. You know, I remember going back to my rookie year, you know, when I was under Maurice Jones-Drew and how much I would tug on him, just like he's tugging on me, just to learn as much as I can about the game and try to become a pro quick.
Last time you guys played Washington, you guys had over 150 yards on the ground. When you watch film, do you see similar holes and stuff that you guys are able to exploit this
week? Every game is new. You know, you watch the tape to see what kind of animal you're going against, but every game is brand new. They're going to come out swinging. I'm sure they're going to change up some things. They're going to give their best effort. It's a division game. You could throw away records. You could throw away statistics. It's Giants versus the Redskins. So we're going to get their best shot, and we're going to give them our best. So we going in it as it's going to be a fight, and we're going to have to make some holes.
You see what's happening down there with their quarterbacks. They've got three. They've been going in and out of the lineup. How important is it as an offensive player to have the same guy under center every week in, week out? It's going to be his 165th straight start.
Mm-hmm. I mean, anytime you're talking about consistency, especially at the quarterback position, it's something you want, obviously, as a teammate, as an organization, I'm sure. But you know, that's, I'm not in their locker room, so I couldn't give you an opinion, but over here, like I said, to see his durability, and the consistency of the demand in the huddle, and the chemistry, it makes a difference. Everything makes a difference. But at the end of the day, you know, we're staying in this locker room. We're going to protect our quarterback and keep it moving.